Wake up! Wake up!
This is Health on Earth.
Salud en la tierra.
Dinyan en salve.
El saha del alam.
Briut faulam.
Pour la santé sur la terre.
Gesund in welt.
Dinhong esai gai.
Afianzuri duniani.
Saúd para todo mundo.
Manquet en daidak nai.
Prithivi monte shuri ne jokma.
Salamat dar jahan.
Zavashas darodi.
La salute su terra.
Health on Earth.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Health on Earth at CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Francois, and I will be your host for today. For today's show, we'll hear about the COVID update that Dr. Teresa Tam gave this week, as well as a few questions from last week's update. Here's what she had to say.
There have been more recorded cases of COVID-19 in Canada in the last few days. There have been record number of cases in the last few days. And this is obviously concerning to everyone. For our part, the federal government has been working closely with our provincial colleagues since the beginning of the pandemic to ensure that Canadians are supported. As you know, this week, Prime Minister Trudeau will host a First Minister's meeting with premiers to continue these urgent discussions surrounding our collective response to COVID-19. It will be our 23rd meeting with premiers since March, and this is a meeting that we are very much looking forward to. Nous pourrons discuter.
We will be able to discuss urgent pandemic-related issues, focusing on vaccine and important discussions on how to strengthen our healthcare system. From the first day, the federal government committed to focusing on the needs of Canadians during the pandemic. Canadians expect this, and they have a right to expect this.
As the finance minister and the prime minister have said, 8 out of every $10 spent by all governments in the fight against COVID-19, investing $322 billion to support Canadians since the beginning of the pandemic. From protective equipment to rapid tests, we have sent the provinces, our government has been there every step of the way. Canadians want us to remain focused on seeing them through this pandemic, and that is exactly what we are focused on. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. I would now like to invite Dr. Tam and then Dr. Words. Yes.
Good day, everyone. Bonjour à toutes et à tous. There have been 423,054 cases of COVID-19 in Canada, including 12,777 deaths. Nationally, there are over 71,540 active cases across the country. And over the past week, labs across Canada have tested an average of over 80,000 people daily, with 8% testing positive. Yesterday, 6,499 cases were reported nationally. In addition, there were over 1,370 new cases reported for Saturday and Sunday. So this brings the average daily case count to over 6,415 cases for the past week. The number of people experiencing severe illness continues to increase. Over the past 7 days, there were, on average, over 2,680 individuals with COVID-19 being treated in Canadian hospitals, including about 530 in critical care, and an average of over 92 deaths were reported each day. Yesterday, the Government of Canada announced some good news about vaccines amid our ongoing concerns about rapid growth and increasing severe outcomes of COVID-19 in Canada. pending regulatory approval, assuring quality, safety, and effectiveness, Pfizer is set to provide us with up to 249,000 early doses of a COVID-19 vaccine in December. But it is important to stress that, as welcome as this news is, it does not mean that control of COVID-19 will be quick. Initial supplies of COVID-19 vaccines will be limited, but supply will gradually increase until there is enough to provide access for all Canadians. During these initial stages of vaccine rollout, it is crucial that we all continue with public health measures to protect ourselves and others. The response to the COVID-19 pandemic is the biggest collective effort of our lifetimes. It has relied on the effort of all Canadians, from individuals, institutions, all levels of government and across sectors. As we embark on Canada's COVID-19 vaccine response, I am confident that together we will be successful in rolling out one of the most complex operations ever to take place in public health. Canada has an existing strong foundation for pandemic response, including vaccine regulation, distribution, and delivery. In addition, our partnership with Major General Fortin and the Canadian Armed Forces has added significant expertise and experience to manage the complex operational and logistical arrangements. Knowing safe and effective vaccines are within sight might lead some to think COVID-19 is no longer a problem, but the reality is very different. Canada and many countries around the world are still experiencing high infection rates, which has placed intense strain on hospitals and health systems, as well as the health workers that have been responding to this crisis for many months. So we need to keep telling ourselves this is not a race to the finish, but a test of our continued collective effort and resolve. And we will endure. For now, we must all continue to follow local public health advice and maintain individual protective practices that will keep us safe along the path ahead. Merci. Thank you.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous.
Good morning to all. There have been 423,054 cases of COVID-19 in Canada, including 12,777 deaths. Nationally, there are over 71,540 active cases across the country. Over the past week, labs across Canada have tested an average of over 80,000 people daily, with 8% testing positive. Yesterday, 6,499 cases were reported nationally. In addition, there were over 1,370 new cases reported for Saturday and Sunday, and this brings the average daily case count to over 6,415 cases for the past week. The number of people experiencing severe illness continues to increase. Over the past 7 days, there were on average over 2,680 individuals with COVID-19 being treated in Canadian hospitals, including about 530 in critical care, and an average of over 92 deaths were reported each day. Yesterday, the Government of Canada announced some good news about vaccines amid our ongoing concerns about rapid growth and increasing severe outcomes of COVID-19 in Canada. Pending regulatory approval, assuring quality, safety, and effectiveness, Pfizer is set to provide us with up to 249,000 early doses of a COVID-19 vaccine in December. However, it is important to stress that, as welcome as this news is, it does not mean that control of COVID-19 will be quick. Initial supplies of COVID-19 vaccines will be limited, but supply will gradually increase until there is enough to provide access for all Canadians. During these initial stages of vaccine rollout, it's crucial that we all continue with public health measures to protect ourselves and others. The response to the COVID-19 pandemic is the biggest collective effort of our lifetime. It has relied on the efforts of all Canadians, from individuals, institutions, all levels of government, and across sectors. As we embark on Canada's COVID-19 vaccine response, I am confident that together we will be successful in rolling out one of the most complex operations ever to take place in public health. Canada has an existing strong foundation for pandemic response, including vaccine regulation, distribution, and delivery. In addition, our partnership with Major General Fortin and the Canadian Armed Forces has added significant expertise and experience to manage the complex operational and logistical arrangements. Knowing safe and effective vaccines are within sight might lead some to think COVID-19 is no longer a problem, but the reality is very different. Canada and many other countries around the world are still experiencing high infection rates, which has placed intense strain on hospitals and health systems, as well as the health workers that have been responding to this crisis for many months. So we need to keep telling ourselves this is not a race to the finish, but a test of our continued collective effort and resolve, and we will endure. For now, we must all continue to follow local public health advice and maintain individual protective practices that will keep us safe along the path ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Merci, Dr. New. Thank you, Dr. Tam. So obviously now we're open to questions, and Major General Fortin will be prepared to answer any questions around the logistics involving the vaccine rollout.
Merci beaucoup. Donc, nous allons commencer avec les questions au téléphone pour trois
we'll
questions. Chaque question aura une question et une question de suivi. We will start on the phone for questions,
right,
three questions, one question and one follow-up. Opérateur, c'est à vous.
Our first question, la première question, Raymond Filion, TVA. Your line is open. À vous la parole.
Merci. Une question pour
Thank you.
Dominique
question
Leblanc.
For Minister Dominique Leblanc. Mr. Leblanc, I'd like to know more about the meeting on Thursday with first ministers. Provinces, as you know, are asking for 28 billion more per year. In your opinion, is that a realistic ask?
Well,
as you know, for several months, Prime Minister Trudeau has agreed to calls from the provinces and territories to have a discussion on healthcare and how to guarantee quality, long-term, accessible healthcare. We've heard the First Minister's request. We're happy to have that discussion, and we're happy to begin that discussion this Thursday, the day after tomorrow. But we will also take into account the huge investment the federal government has already made in public health. As the government has supported Canadians and Canadian businesses from the start of the pandemic, the pandemic caused the government to invest over $300 billion, and we will continue to support Canadians and provinces and territories in their important healthcare needs in the context of the pandemic. So we will discuss that issue, and of course, we will also discuss with premiers of the provinces and territories. We'll talk about the importance of coordinating the logistics of vaccine distribution. We hear that you would prefer to focus on the pandemic on Thursday rather than on long-term financing for the provinces. Is that correct? I believe that Canadians expect their government, both the federal and provincial governments, that they focus on important issues linked to the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. It's not surprising that the provinces and territories would want to gather to discuss healthcare issues. Yet we need to keep on focusing on working together to fight COVID-19. We will talk about the arrival of the vaccines, and we recognize that the federal government spent $8 out of $10 to help support Canadians throughout the pandemic. We have transferred over $20 billion already to the provinces and territories to help them, for instance, to purchase personal protective equipment and to help them with contact tracing. So we will keep on helping the provinces and territories in a very significant manner. And we are looking forward to a conversation on how we can work together to ensure that quality and accessible health care is there for Canadians in the long term. We share that objective with the provinces.
Prochaine question.
Merci, thank you. Our next question, la prochaine question, Steve Scherrer, Reuters. Votre ligne est ouverte. Please go ahead.
Hello. I think this question's for Dr. Tam. Yesterday, officials in Ontario said long-term care residents may need to wait for the Moderna vaccine because of advice from Pfizer to avoid moving it from its initial delivery point, something that Pfizer confirmed to us. Will this delay vaccination for long-term care residents across the country, and was this unexpected?
So I think it's a rapidly evolving situation. So I think everyone has to remain flexible and adaptable. And I think some of this will come through the dry runs and all these preparations that we will have initially. That is the concept at the beginning of rolling out the Pfizer vaccine, is to try and sort of keep it at the point of use. That's for a start. I expect that as more information, as more experience with the vaccine and its transportation from the initial site of where you deliver the vaccine, that will change. So I do think that's a fluid situation. But it's true that you cannot move residents very easily from a long-term care facility to a vaccination site. So that's just the realities. In the meantime, you've got to continue to protect long-term care facilities, as I said, using all the public health measures necessary, and including testing and screening and personal protective equipment to protect our elders.
Okay, thank you. The next question is for the Minister, LeBlanc. U.S. President Trump's expected to sign an executive order today to ensure Americans have priority access to COVID-19 vaccines. And I wanted to ask if you think this will affect the delivery of the up to 249,000 Pfizer doses expected next week here in Canada. And does Canada have any recourse if this executive order does, in fact, make it difficult to bring vaccines to Canada from the United States?
So we're very confident that Pfizer and other vaccine makers that are contractually obligated to deliver doses to Canada will be able to meet those obligations. We've said from the beginning we have a very diversified portfolio, one of the best in the world in terms of different doses, different companies, obviously all subject to the appropriate regulatory approval by Health Canada. But with respect to the Pfizer doses that we expect to start arriving in the coming days, in the next week or so, we have already assumed that we shouldn't be tied to one particular manufacturing site. So the contracts themselves contemplate that Pfizer, for example, has manufacturing facilities in Europe as well as the United States. So we're confident that there won't be any disruption in the effective and timely supply of vaccines to Canadians. We contemplated that in the procurement agreements we've signed.
Merci. Prochaine question.
Thank you. Merci. Our next question, la prochaine question, Catherine Lévesque, La Presse Canadienne. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good morning to all of you. My first question is for Major General Fortin. I know you referred to this yesterday, but can you give us more details about how the vaccine distribution will roll out? namely for the vaccines coming in the next few days? Where are they going to arrive? How will they be distributed to the provinces? And how will they ultimately be administered?
Oui, alors, comme j'expliquais hier,
as I said
14
yesterday, there will be 14 initial distribution sites.
Points d'utilisation ou de distribution ont été identifiés par les provinces.
Have been identified by the provinces
le vaccin de Pfizer.
For Alors, Pfizer's vaccine.
Ces endroits-là ont été sélectionnés
Those
par les provinces.
Were chosen by the provinces.
Ils rencontrent des critères
They
on peut s'attendre de voir en termes de milieu hospitalier,
some will
le personnel
be in hospitals,
médical approprié.
We're also taking into account that there will be enough competent medical professionals
la gamme des tâches à exécuter
to carry out
on reçoit le produit
everything that needs to be done from the moment the vaccine is received
boîte, congelée à température basse
in a thermal
la, la manipulation
box,
des produits jusqu'à l'administration
handling of the doses up
les provinces
to the administration
ont
of the
sélectionné des sites additionnels
the provinces have chosen
au cours des
additional
prochains jours
sites
et semaines.
And over the coming days and weeks
à,
we will
activer ces
start to activate those sites
ils, se, ils, sont, ils ont été sélectionnés
they
particulièrement
chosen,
pour, tenant en compte des conditions indiquées par Pfizer
based on the conditions laid out by Pfizer so that the vaccines can be administered as quickly as possible to all Canadians.
Certainly, the whole thing? Okay. So this week we start small, dry run, and then next week start, the expectation is that we start receiving or at least we're postured to receive vaccines in 14 initial locations selected by the provinces. And they were selected based on the fact that they require the right personnel with the right qualification and sufficient numbers and the right facilities in hospitals and you know similar type of facility. Additional sites will be turned on over the next days and weeks by the provinces. They selected those sites and they will activate those at a pace that is appropriate for the quantities that we expect to receive. And then we'll be able to, with the provinces in the lead, administer vaccine at scale as they become available. And they were particularly chosen so that they can be close to the population that will receive the vaccines and the appropriate measures for the handling of the vaccine is are being considered. So this is very much with a view to having vaccine accessible to as many Canadians as possible, as rapidly as possible, and as safely as possible.
Oui, donc en suivi, j'aimerais juste, si je peux
as
juste
a follow-up, if I may,
Pfizer, donc, va les distribuer
Pfizer
dans jours,
is going to distribute the vaccines in the coming days
Canada,
following approval by Health Canada. So where exactly were the doses arrive in Ottawa? And are the doses then going to be flown out to other locations? Can you break down the stages before the vaccines
oui,
get to their
Alors,
final destination?
La compagnie Pfizer est chargée
sure.
d'amener le produit,
Pfizer
leur vaccin,
will
leur quantité
bring
de
the vaccine
jusqu'à,
to Canada.
Jusqu'à
and Pfizer in fact, will bring the vaccines to the 14 distribution points and then to the further sites. So the company will be doing that. What we're doing this week is to make sure that the delivery process, the transfer process, the cold supply chain is ready and in place.
C'est la compagnie Pfizer.
But Pfizer itself,
le fournisseur de services que la compagnie a choisi
with the service provider it has chosen will distribute the vaccines as quickly as possible.
Merci. Nous allons maintenant passer dans la salle pour trois questions. Ils reviendront au téléphone par la suite. We will now come to the room for three questions. We'll come back to the phone after that. Tonda, off to you.
Tonda McCharles, Toronto Star. Since we're on the dry run and stuff, Major General Fortin, can you talk about the dry run so far? I gather it goes all week, but so you started it yesterday. What did it look like? What holes did you find? What challenges do you see you have to address in the next while?
Thank you. So it's too early to tell what we learned from that. But one thing for sure is that we initiated the process last week. Really, yesterday, the orders were received. At Pfizer, and Pfizer sent shipping or thermal shippers. So those boxes that were put on the plane yesterday about this time, they were in the air, and they were flying from Belgium and through different nodes, transfer points that will make it to Canada in the next day or day after. Upon arrival at the points of use, the data reader will be able to get the reading from the data reader, so we'll have a good sense of the temperature throughout the journey, and we'll have identified if any critical or failure or friction points in the critical path. Today, people are being trained on this, and then upon receipt, they will handle the package and they will have learned as a result and share those lessons across the population or the public health enterprise. There are no vaccines. There are empty boxes, but they have dry ice and they have to be handled with their care, the appropriate care.
If you could also address, there is some questions still around, you mentioned the other day that the indigenous leaders up north have said to you they want to wait till the Moderna comes along or another vaccine where they don't have such stringent freezer requirements. But could you address more specifically right now where planning is at for the federal government to distribute to the populations it's responsible for, including Indigenous and First Nations, including military personnel and their families and veterans, and including prisoners?
I can cover some of that. So in close cooperation with the provinces and territories, we're identifying those points of use, those points of distribution for the other vaccines. And I realize how complicated this can be using different language, but there's a difference in how the Pfizer vaccine and other vaccines are handled, and the Pfizer vaccine has particular requirements with the ultra-low temperature chain. But the territories have indicated a preference for the Moderna and other products, as they are easier to handle because of the particular requirements, as I said, of the Pfizer vaccine. So we're in daily discussions with territories and provinces and agencies and other departments to pinpoint the process, the locations, and ensure that everyone's or every stakeholder's perspectives are accounted for in the plan. And this week, as we continue to rehearse, we identify those additional points of discussion, and we ensure that we have clarity amongst all stakeholders as to the way forward. So we'll continue to adjust as we move forward, but the provinces and territories, that is really, are pulling in the sense of indicating what the locations are going to be, and they will put in the orders as appropriate. Yeah, thank you. So for the other populations, the CAF, the Canadian Armed Forces members, Corrections Canada, this is very much a part of those discussions as well. And where exactly they sit in the priority, I'd have to come back to you. But they will get a small amount of vaccines in the first quarter to address those populations at risk as per the guidance received and being applied across Canada.
Maybe I'll just add that the vast majority of vaccine will be deployed and implemented by the provinces and territories. Very small numbers are expected to address those very specific federal populations that don't get it from the provincial territorial system, that being healthcare workers, for example, in corrections and the CAF, Canadian Armed Forces, or some elderly populations within that context. So they will follow the sort of prioritization approach as well.
And this is all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Once again, you are listening to Health on Earth at CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a good week and see you in 2 weeks.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Parents need your help. You're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, here's Buddy Johnson and his number, Welcome.